station on 2 for any available crew member. Just checking to see if you guys are ready for us to put the Edive swap safing in place.
Houston station, give me one more minute and I'll call you right back.
Copy.
Houston station, you guys are go for PWD up.
Hey, we'll get that in work. Hope you got your drink bags filled. We'll let you know when it's available again.
Bags of fresh, clean water. Thanks very much.
So, station Sophie on 2 for LSG.
Good morning, Sophie. I'm supposed with you.
Good morning. So the zip tie is installed and it works well. Just for your information, I had to try 2 different types of zip ties because initially I used the standard retractable one that we have in here, but the retractable one didn't work because every time we would open and close, then it would be released automatically. So I used a non-retractable one and it works fine, and pictures will be downlinked from SSC20 very shortly.
Okay, Sophie, we copy all. Thank you so much for the pictures, SSC, and for the feedback.
Welcome. So from Sophie, LSG is deployed.
And full copies. Thank you, Sophie.
Welcome.
Houston station on 2 for water transfer.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
Oh, Houston, I'm ready for water transfer, and I have a UDA 1547. And this is empty.
Copy. 1547 is empty. All right, Andre, I was getting words from...
In Houston, I'm ready for...
Okay, yeah, sorry for making you wait.
Go ahead.
That's a good serial number, and you are go to set up, but do not perform step 3.3 yet.
Repeat, please.
Sure. You are go to up to step 3.2, and please wait at 3.2.
All right, step 3.2, and waiting for 3.3. All right, Houston station on 2 for the transfer. I'm ready for step 3.3.
Copy checking. 1 second. Okay, back with you, Andre. You are go in step 3.3. And the estimated offload time is 26 minutes.
26 minutes, I have goal 3.3, thanks.
Houston station Sophie on 2 for PGT batteries.
Go ahead, Sophie, with you on 2.
I was hoping to show you on the video, but I see we have not 3 and 4, so I'll just explain, and then as soon as 3 and 4 comes back, I'll show you on the video, but... I'm doing the PGT battery install, and battery serial number 1015 that is supposed to go into Chris's PGT. There is a Velcro on the side, and I find that the Velcro on the side prevents the PGT battery from fully sitting in and the spring locker to go back. And so I was wondering if you were tracking this Velcro to be on the side, or if it's not supposed to be there, and in that case, I might remove it. And asking you what to do with it.
Okay, that. Checking. 1 second. And Sophie, give us a couple minutes to talk this with EVA, and I'll be back with you in a few.
You're in a rush, and I think it will make much more sense once we have KU back so that you can check visually.
Copy, yeah, that should be back in about 5-ish minutes, I think.
Yeah, let's stand by there. I would prefer to show you this before we take final decision.
Concur.
Houston station on 2 for water transfer.
Go ahead, Andre.
I'm ready for step 6.1.
Copy. You are go in 6.1.
Copy. Houston station on 2 for water transfer.
Go ahead, Andre.
Houston, transfer hose is disconnected from PWD and system bypass valve back to regulation station.
All right, we copy. Good config. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Station on 2 for Sophie, we have KU and we got the video back.
few copies and let me grab the PGT battery and I'll show it to you right away from the lab camera.
Yep, copy. We see that Velcro. We're talking with EVA.
But just my analysis. So what's nice about this Velcro is that it slightly increases the friction when I push this battery inside. And so, which is a nice thing to have so that the whole PGT battery doesn't go away on its own. There's more friction. The downside of it is that these spring mechanisms here, they don't really fully go back because I guess there's too much friction. And so we'll have to choose between more friction, no wiggling with this, or do we prefer to have this spring completely locking back?
Okay, copy. That's a really good description. We're talking it with EVA.
For your information, none of the other batteries have this Velcro, so it's the only one. And I tried also another battery with no Velcro into Chris's PGT, and it works well. So it's not a problem of the PGT. It's really this Velcro which is creating an unexpected configuration.
All right, copy all. And Sophie, on two, we're going to look for an alternate battery, but first we just have to make sure that they've got the right state of charge on them before we have you get one.
Okay, and I will tempo this one inside the equipment block. Let me know if you have a specific location you want me to put this.
Okay, copy. That sounds good for now. Station Houston on two for Sophie. I've got an answer for the batteries, but we're getting RSA-2 into public two, so let me actually call you back on three here.
Copy, 3-4 battery.
Москвы, МКС, ВСГ, 2, по работе с ЦВН, Н, МЛМ.
Отвечаем, ВСГ-2.
А, Сергей, я выполнил замену, по сути их переставил, местами поменял два этих жестких диска. Выполнил фотографирование и сбросил фотографии по ШСС за вкладки с номером радиограммы.
Спасибо большое за работу. Какие-то трудности возникли? Что-то там прокомментировать нам? Все нормально? Все штатно?
Ну, принципиально нет. Да, все штатно. Я просто уже делал это в прошлом полете. Ну, самое главное, когда первый раз делаешь, и до этого в других местах подобного не делал, например, в СМ, то ну, не совсем понятно, как все-таки их вытаскивать. Ну, сейчас проблем никаких не было.
Все, отлично, спасибо большое. Тогда мы связь будем в ближайшее время переконфигурировать обратно. Все, спасибо большое, Андрей, за работу.
Да, спасибо.
Houston, airlock R2 for POM readings, and spent 48.6.
Right, go ahead, we are ready.
POM 1002 is shown full battery at 19.8. POM 1005 is showing at 19.9 and full battery.
Okay, copy. Airlock on 2. We are happy with the readings you gave us for the POMs, and we're going to continue using those for tomorrow.
Be all. Thanks for confirming. We will shut the POMs down for now. Thank you.
Airlock, Houston on 2. Some sort of like paper flower looking thing floated out of the airlock into node 1. Give me thumbs up. Airlock on 2, no response required. We have a little bit more info about POM 1002 and why it took us so long to validate those numbers, but it's low priority, and if you want the details, you can give us a call when you have a chance, but we're going to press as is for now and for tomorrow.
Thank you. Airlock copies. Yeah, we're happy to listen to that info if you have it.
All right, so big picture is that POM 1002 was reading a little bit low when compared to MCA. It was like just barely outside of bounds. We've seen this happen before, and we've been okay with it because basically we just make sure that we keep an eye on the MCAs and the POMs and the O2 trending sensors on the ground to make sure everything looks copacetic. But it was technically just a little bit out of bounds, so we wanted to make sure that that was okay before letting you know. Okay.
Copy, yeah. And so it was reading, and just to make sure I'm tracking, it was reading low relative to the MCA or high?
It was reading just a little bit low compared to the MCA. And so the plan is that we're going to keep all of the O2 sensors in the box for tomorrow and keep an eye on them. This has happened before, and it was not an issue.
Okay, gotcha. And it was 0.1% below the other one, so that means the other one was also near the bound as well. Is that a correct understanding?
Yes. The other one was close, but still within limits.
Okay, copy. Thanks for that. And, we copy all, and I'll pass that on to the IV crew as well.
Yeah, copy. Just in the name of full transparency, wanted to let you know that we were talking about it. Station Houston on 2 for Chris at your convenience. We were wondering what the serial number of the MVA that you deployed in the airlock was. You can just let us know when you get a second or put it in a crew note. We would appreciate it.
Houston, Station on 2, calling for Chris. It's number 12, 1-2.
Number 12. Thanks, Jessica. Appreciate it.
Houston, Station, Jax on 2 for Doug, RWS setup.
Duckworthy on 2 for Doug.
I think I am in step one. I think I'm configuring for it real-time RMS data using PCS-DAS. So in step 2.2, it sends me to the PCS-DAS setup procedure. And in step 1.3, it tells me to verify some lights. And I'm having trouble finding the lights on that T61P USB to serial cable. So I'm hoping for some help finding where I should be looking for that.
Checking. Jack Houston, Equity on 2. So we actually are going to use DOSNet today. So we'll have you in POC 2.7.501 execute step 3 instead. Sorry for that lack of clarity in the execute note there.
Okay, copy. Using the DOSNet in step 3, I will put that on work.
Thank you much.
So, Station Sophie on 2 for LSG.
Sophie, Huntsville's with you on 2. If you're looking for a go to Stowe LSG, you've got it.
Thank you. Go to Stowe. Houston Station Sophie from Dragon for PCS.
Houston Sophie on 2. Sophie, go ahead.
Everything is nominal on the PCS inside Dragon, and the current status of charge is 89%.
Copy. Nominal PCS and 89%. And whenever you're done with the Dragon checkout,
bring it back. And should I power off the PCS? Just checking with you.
Yes, please power off the PCS. And whenever you're done with that, I've got one item for you for your personal SSE.
I'll call you back as soon as I'm done in Dragon.
Thank you.
Station Sophie M2 with you for your item.
Excellent. We've got about 2 minutes until I hand over. We are having some issues downlinking the photos from your personal SSE, so we need to do a reboot. Just let us know whenever it's a convenient time to do that reboot, and we'll do it from the ground.
Okay. I think you can do the reboot now or after the handover. Let's say after this handover.
All right, we'll make it so. Thank you.
Listen, and welcome to for last question.
I'm with you on two, Sophie.
Mike and I are doing some math and reviewing our depress rate for tomorrow for the equipment lock when we'll go from stack pressure to 12 and then from 12 to 10.2. And so we just wanted to double check the math with you. What BPDT do you have for tomorrow until 12 and then until 10.2 PSIA? Please.
We'll get working on the math and get back to you.
Yes.
And Lock Houston on 2 for math.
Yes.
All right, Sophie, we've sharpened our pencils down here. The rates historically across EVAs do vary a little bit, but usually what we see for stack pressure down to 12 psi is, and I'm going to cross units on you here, is about 15 to 25 millimeters per minute. And then from the range from 12 to 10.2 psi, it's usually in the range of 12 to 25 millimeters per minute. I'll copy.
Thank you very much. So until 12 psi, 15 to 25, and from 12 to 10 decimal 2, 12 to 25 millimeters per minute. That's great. Thank you so much.
No problem. And just some bonus information for you. One of the things that does cause that rate to vary is how much the masks are burped. There's a bunch of other things as well that can lead to that variability. We are expecting you aren't going to need to burp the masks as much this EVA as you did last EVA, just based off where we're coming in on the various pressures. But also, that's not really anything we want you to, or that you need to be worried about controlling. We'll let you know if we need more coming in, and it'll basically just take the time that it needs to take on that day.
Okay, great news. Thanks a lot, Capriol. And just a, as a question as well, and in the airlock ECLS page, we have the DPDT that is provided as the second item of the equipment lock pressures my area. And so is this DPDT of the PCS accurate, or should we not rely on this at all and just do our own mental math to our...
And as you see that, value is pretty accurate. It is an average over the last minute. So that's the only kind of inaccuracy that comes into play. But that should be plenty accurate enough for what you all need on the day of, and especially since it's not something that you need to be worried about making kind of fine-tuned adjustments to.
Great, thanks a lot, Capriol, and I understand that it's accurate. It might be lagging a little bit, but at least it will be a good big picture understanding of where we are at. Thank you.
No problem.